Our political correspondent Paul Cunningham joins us now from Japan, where Taoiseach Micheál Martin has begun a four-day visit to the country. He's there to strengthen trade and cultural links amid the threat of US tariffs, because just 1 week from today is the deadline for the EU and the US to agree a deal to avoid the reimposition of tariffs. The Taoiseach remains hopeful of a deal.
There's still some distance to go yet. I mean, at the European Union Council meeting last week, there were varying opinions. Some countries wanted to toughen up the certain aspects of the agreement, or the European Union's position on the agreement. Now, President von der Leyen took it that there was a preponderance or a majority view that a deal should be struck. And I think was, along with the President of the Council, Antonio Costa, were taking that away, and obviously Commissioner Šefčovič. So I think President von der Leyen is of a view that an agreement is preferable. Now, the precise terms of that agreement still remains to be defined.
Paul Cunningham joins us from Japan. And Paul, the Taoiseach, hopeful of a deal, but also keen to spread the reach of Irish trade. What's he doing in Japan today?
I suppose that's it. Both of those things are interlinked. On the one hand, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin was stressing that he didn't believe that 10% was going to be a baseline tariff imposed by the United States on the European Union. He felt there was still time for negotiation, still time for another deal to be done. But you're right, what he's trying to do by being here in Japan, which is Ireland's second largest trading post in the Asia-Pacific region, is to try and ensure that there are new markets, so that if there is an imbalance or difficulties in the US-EU front, that you will have alternatives to it. So he was meeting with the Japanese Prime Minister, and it seems that they got on very well. Warm and constructive is how he described it today. And the Japanese Prime Minister was aware of the very strongly pro-investor environment in Ireland, and aware of the pharma and financial services which are operating there. And he also spoke apparently very warmly about Irish drink. And if you want to get this, beef tongue is a particularly popular food here in Japan. Irish whiskey too. And just greasing the wheel, we learned that the Prime Minister decided to play Enya and Celtic music in the background as they had their negotiations, and as it moved from a working meeting into a working lunch, they also had a little glass of Guinness as well.
Okay, beef tongue, you said. I might come back to that in a minute, but no matter where in the world a Taoiseach goes, it's the domestic stories that still follow him, Paul, and that's the case with Micheál Martin and university and college fees.
Yes, and he was repeating himself to a certain extent, because he was being asked, there are an awful lot of parents out there who are sending their children to third level institutions. They want to know, have clarity as to whether or not they're paying 2,000 or 3,000 or how many thousand. And Micheál Martin gave some answers, but he didn't give absolute clarity. So he said he did recognise that, you know, there were not going to be cost of living measures in budget 2026 because they were temporary up to that. He said something has to happen in the budget to take account of this. And he said when it came to school fees, he said, if you look at the programme for government, there is the intention and commitment to reduce these fees over the lifetime of the government. But regarding what might happen this year, he said that would form part of the estimates process. It's currently being renegotiated right now. But did he give us an absolute clear line on it? No, he did not.
Let's hear from the man himself.
Everyone has agreed within government that there wouldn't be special cost of living this year. So that has implications for all of the ministers' starting positions in terms of the allocation that they currently have. So therefore, something has to happen in the budget and in the expenditure allocation to enable the level that fees are at, which is currently at 3, albeit the special package brought it back last year and the year before. So clearly, ministers have to get provision, not just in that area, but in some other areas as well, to bring it down. And I would hope that would start in the estimates process that's currently being negotiated right now, and that we are committed to reducing it over the lifetime of the government. That's in the programme for government.
Taoiseach Micheál Martin there, and Paul Cunningham. We might get your reaction to what Irish beef tongue cooked Japanese style is like when you get back to us. That's Paul Cunningham reporting there from Japan. It's a minute to 9.